This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Carlos DeAnda. First name is Carlos, C-A-R-L-O-S, last name is DeAnda, D-E-A-N-D-A. Date of birth 6-9-1960. This letter is being written to Dr. Daniel Vila Reyes. First name is Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L. Middle name Vila, V-I-L-L-A. Last name Reyes, R-E-Y-E-S. Address 841 Blossom Hill Road, Suite 215, San Jose, California, 95123. Telephone number 408-629-7095. Fax number 408-281-8235. Dear Dr. Daniel Vila, D-A-N-I-E-L, Vila, V-I-L-L-A, Vila, Reyes, R-E-Y-E-S. Thank you for asking me to see this 64-year-old gentleman in allergy consultation, period. His history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Carlos has been having persistent nasal congestion for a very long time, and he has used number one, Flonase, number two, sinus congestion drop, along with Benadryl with some benefit, period. These symptoms are year-round and are much worse during night and evening time, period. There is history of minor sneezing and runny nose, period. As you know, he has many medical problems and is taking different medications, period. Certainly many medication can cause a nasal congestion, but in his but Carlos has been using a lot of nasal decongestant drops, and that certainly is contributing to his nasal congestion and persistent difficulty in breathing from his nostrils, period. There is no history of any asthma or wheezing, period. There is no history of any, his taste and smell are normal, period. I believe he had a CT scan of the sinuses done, and that was normal, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant gentleman who had enlarged turbinates, and left side was bigger than the right, period. My working diagnosis is chronic allergic rhinitis with rhinitis medica mentosa and large left interior turbinate resulting in nasal congestion and many other symptoms, period. New paragraph. I discussed with him in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. I gave him some literature to read and answered his questions, period. He was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. Allergy testing revealed moderate allergies to olive tree and Bermuda and ryegrass, period. There was also some reaction to dogs, period. My final diagnosis, allergic rhinitis, number one, allergic rhinitis, number two, rhinitis medica mentosa due to excessive use of decongestant drops. My treatment plan, discontinue nasal decongestant drops. Number two, use nasal rinse twice daily. Number three, Flonase and Benadryl could be used as and when needed, period. As a matter of fact, he's much improved, and hopefully he will continue to take care of himself with appropriate use of Flonase and Benadryl, period. Certainly environmental precautions were discussed, and they should be enforced during peak pollen times, period. I've asked him to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well-care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Carlos DeAnda.